a weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies mid-90s, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies 73, wind gusts 20. Heat advisory for tomorrow, sunny skies in the upper 90s with clear skies tomorrow night 73. As we head into Sunday, mostly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, upper 90s, and Sunday night, scattered storms. Right now, it's 88.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The top Republican on the Senate Ag Committee is alleging that the Biden administration improperly increased payment rates for the Conservation Reserve Program in order to lure landowners to enroll acres in it, and that resulting in contracts that may turn out to be invalid. In a strongly worded letter yesterday to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas said that the USDA violated provisions of the 2018 Farm Bill when the county payment rates were raised. The deadline for the latest general sign-up is today. The letter says, programmatically concerned, the USDA is preparing to enter into questionable CRP contracts covering millions of acres to leave farming and financial plans of thousands of farmers and ranchers in disarray if and when the contracts are ruled out of compliance with the authorizing statute. Litigating the adjustments in court across the country would only cause more delays and more harm to those landowners enrolled in the program. The change is a key part of the administration's plan to use agriculture to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by keeping carbon in the soil. Vilsack announced the higher county rates and increase to other incentives in April on the eve of a global climate summit. He's hoping to enroll 4 million more acres into the program. In addition, 4 million acres would still leave the program short of the statutory cap of the program, which raises to 25.5 million acres in fiscal year 2022. That starts October 1st. Fewer than 20.8 million acres currently enrolled in the program. The FY21 cap is 25 million acres. USDA offered a 10% inflationary adjustment to the county payment rates, also set a minimum payment rate of CRP for grassland at $15 an acre. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it was a long night for many firefighters in the Ellsworth County area after a massive fire broke out that shot flames into the sky that many people could see for miles on end after a natural gas pipeline gave way, causing the explosion. As Cake News reports, the incident happened near Avenue C and 23rd Road, and volunteer firefighter Jeremy Deal was there with his drone to talk about the event and capture the footage.
We had three tankers and three squads there.
It was warm. I did not want to get any closer. I'm not going to lie. It was nervy going that way. I've never seen anything quite like this.
That audio from Cake News. The fire burnt roughly 50 acres. The gas company says they're currently working with the first responders, and they said that there is no threat to public safety. They said the gas to the pipeline had been shut off and that the fire will continue to burn out. They don't expect any interruptions in service in the area. The gas company said they had prior issues as well with the company's natural gas underground storage facility near Lyons last week. Mid-America Network News.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
A judge is considering whether Kansas's Republican Secretary of State broke the state's open record laws by ordering the removal of an election database function that generates a statewide report showing which provisional ballots were not counted in the election. Civil rights advocates say the decision will have a far-reaching implication for government transparency. Shawnee County District Judge Teresa Watson heard arguments last week in the lawsuit that was filed by voting rights activist David Hammett. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab has ordered the removal of the database function after he says the court last year ruled that the information is already public record. In other news, a 34-year-old Washington County man has been convicted in the death of a woman and her cousin in Topeka. Richard Showalter of Greenleaf was convicted on Tuesday this week for his role in the beating and stabbing deaths of 28-year-old Lisa Sportsman and her 17-year-old cousin, Jesse Polinski, in July of 2018. Showalter was the third man convicted in the case. The husband of Lisa Sportsman had already been sentenced to almost 46 years in prison. Mid-America Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the state of Nebraska now faces a projected $101.6 million budget shortfall despite a surge in tax collections, largely because of a new tax credit for property owners that grows when state tax revenue increases. The boost in revenue will mean a bigger tax credit for homeowners and a record high rainy day fund for the state, but could mean a tighter general fund budget. The numbers were released after a meeting between legislative leaders and budget officials. Nebraska ended its fiscal year last month with $5.959 billion in tax collections, nearly $1 billion more than projected. But under state law, all of the excess money will be split between property tax credits and the state's cash reserves, also known as the Rainy Day Fund. In other news, Nebraska State Patrol officials have defended their state-funded mission to the U.S.-Mexican border in Texas, arguing that they answered the call for help from fellow law enforcement officers amid a surge in illegal border crossings. The last of the 25 troopers who were deployed are expected to return this weekend. Good American Network News.
WTI is your career education partner.
They really got to know me, like one-on-one. Even though they had a whole class, I felt like individually they would assist each person as needed. I just felt comfortable and felt very confident in asking questions that otherwise I would be embarrassed to ask.
Don't be scared and take the step. Take the step forward into your future.
To apply and for more information, go online to WTI.edu. Accredited by the Accrediting Commission on Career Schools and Colleges. For more on consumer disclosures, go to WTI.edu/disclosures.
Do you look forward to replacing broken, worn-out parts in the middle of harvest, in the middle of the field, sometimes in the middle of the night? Why take a chance? Relieve stress and headaches by replacing your parts with Ag Parts from Abilene Machine. Abilene Machine is well-stocked with a full line of high-quality used, remanufactured, and new ag replacement parts. Don't delay. Get ready for harvest so you can keep on schedule. Call 800-255-0337 or visit online at AbileneMachine.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Deadline for farmers and landowners to apply for Conservation Reserve Program sign-up is Friday, July 23rd. Applications for the CRP Grasslands Program remain open until August 20th. Both sign-ups are competitive and provide annual rental payments for land devoted to conservation purposes. For additional details, contact your local Farm Service Agency office. Purple streetlights, which have shown up in Marysville, among other Kansas communities, including Topeka, Lawrence, Junction City, and Wichita, are to be replaced within the next 4 to 6 months. Evergy has identified almost 6,000 defective LED lights across the state. The manufacturer of the bulb is taking full responsibility to replace them all. A mill and overlay project on Key 9 in Marshall County is scheduled to begin Monday, weather permitting. Work will cover approximately 12.5 miles from the K9 U.S. 77 junction to the K9-K99 junction in Frankfort. Traffic will be restricted to one lane in the work zone, directed by a pilot car flagger, sign, and cones. Drivers should plan for delays up to 15 minutes. Work will take place Monday through Friday during daylight hours and is expected to be complete by late August. Hall Brothers of Marysville is contractor on the $1.7 million project.
The Twin Valley Thrift Shop at the former Beatty School is reopened and will operate Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, as part of the workshop at the site. Twin Valley also continues operation of the warehouse thrift store in Waterville. A museum dedicated to the former Washington County Cooperative Creamery has been opened at a building in a newly constructed facility in downtown Lynn. An original truck restored by Lawrence Herz of Washington is highlighted among other mementos and photographs. Furman Brandt and Steve Hattisall were instrumental in developing the museum, which will be opened by appointment. The cooperative served as many as 3,400 patrons from surrounding counties in Kansas and into Nebraska at its peak in the early 1950s, with annual sales well over $1 million. The 1973 tornado that struck the community marked the end of operations for the creamery. Marysville Area Community Theater production Working will be presented at the Marysville High School Auditorium Friday and Saturday evenings with a Sunday matinee. Friday and Saturday showtimes are actually at 7:30, not 7 p.m. as was printed on flyer handouts passed out at the Marshall County Fair Parade and announced previously on KNDY. Again, showtime Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday's matinee at 2. More information online at MarysvilleAreaCommunityTheater.org. The annual Washington County Fair continues through Saturday. We'll continue our conversation with 4-H youth that participated in the pre-fair judging earlier this month with reports throughout the day and this evening on KNDY, along with the rabbit show, dairy cattle and dairy goat, poultry show today. Livestock judging contest is slated at 1 o'clock. First of two big parades at 6 o'clock downtown. This year's theme, Sunflower Power. Carnival games will operate after the parade, and the livestock sale begins at 7:45. Dueling pianos perform on the tennis courts at 8:30 at the Washington County Fair. The Nemaha County Free Fair is underway in Seneca today. A pork barbecue by the Nemaha County Pork Producers serving at 5:30. Mutton Bustin' begins this evening at 7:30. Hog Show is also scheduled tonight with a craft rodeo at 8. And Christine Krebs and the Scallywags perform at Skok Park this evening in Seneca beginning at 8 p.m. Rhonda K. Tilley, age 75, of Waterville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation noon until 8 p.m. Friday at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Rhonda Tilley. Patricia J. Pat Pliggy Pratt, age 60, of St. Thomas, the U.S. Virgin Islands, passed away March 9th. A service is planned Saturday, July 24th, 10:30, at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville, and will be live-streamed on the Kinsley Mortuary Facebook page. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Pat Pleggy Pratt. Gary Hershey, age 65, of Frankfort, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Frankfort. Visitation Monday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Monday, 5 until 7, at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Gary Hershey.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Surface high pressure system overhead, as well as an upper level ridge that will stay in place, bringing some very warm temperatures as well as the humidity. So we are going to see some very warm temperatures, especially for tomorrow, heat values in the lower 100s with a heat advisory. Otherwise, we have a system that will bring us just isolated showers and thunderstorms as we head towards Sunday into Monday. But all the way through next week, we will continue to see temperatures in the 90s. So across the area, sunny skies, mid-90s, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, 73. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Heat advisory for tomorrow, sunny upper 90s with heat values in the lower 100s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, 73. For Sunday, sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon with temperatures in the upper 90s. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-July, 92, record high on this date, 109. The average low, 69, record low, 52. Sunset this evening, 8:47, sunrise in the morning at 6:20.
They're known for making a hot July day a bit more bearable. We take a plunge into the history of swimming pools on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
The Storm Report is giving away a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system every week throughout storm season, and we want you to win. Just text the word weather to 855-939-2526. That's weather to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. It has a digital readout with severe weather messages plus NOAA weather and AM/FM radio. Sign up now to win yours. Text weather to 855-939-2526. That's weather to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus also has two additional wireless speakers to go in separate rooms of your home so everyone will know bad weather is on the way. Zone Guard Plus saves lives. Sign up and win by texting weather to 855-939-2526. Text weather to 855-939-2526. No purchase necessary. Standard message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 23rd, the 204th day of the year. Harry Potter portrayer Daniel Radcliffe is celebrating a birthday, and on this day in 1868, the first swimming pool was opened up in the U.S. in Boston. When the modern-day Olympics began in 1896 and swimming was a recognized sport, the popularity of swimming pools exploded. The 20th century brought the invention of pool chemicals and filtration systems. Until 1947, having a pool was reserved for the rich and famous until the invention of the above-ground pool. Now, having a pool is more attainable for the average person. There are currently 10.4 million private residential pools in the U.S. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
Continuing our county fair coverage, we caught up with the 4-H youth of Washington County at the pre-fair judging earlier this month. And we'll continue those conversations about their projects and activities planned at this year's Washington County Fair.
Raising cattle is a business. And when your business needs a financial resource, we're a good company to call on. As your ag banking resource, we've gained a lot of experience over the years, working with local producers, lending a hand. Talk to us. You'll be raising your livestock in good company. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
I'm Trevor Cork. I am in the Happy Spirit 4-H Club. I made Indian corn out of pony beads. I made a candy corn garland out of coral beads. I made a Lego kit called Mountain Patrol. I made a tie-dye shirt and photos.
Career opportunities are available at Landall Company in Marysville for assemblers, material handlers, service technician, and welders, earning $47,000 to $64,000 a year to start. $2 shift differential for second and third shift. Excellent benefit package averaging $12.45 an hour or $26,000 per year with a hiring bonus of $500 to $1,000. Apply online at landall.com/careers. Or phone 785-562-5381. Landall is an equal opportunity employer.
Hello, my name is Whitkey Sacker from the Farmington 4-H Club. Today I brought a visual art project. I made a Lego hay set. This only took me about a day and a half to make. I made it out of the Legos that I had around.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Stay close to home while taking classes at one of the multiple HCC locations in Northeast Kansas. Highland, Atchison, Perry, Wamego, and Baileyville. Take advantage of the new affordable rate of $120 per credit hour. That includes tuition, fees, and textbooks. Highland Community College offers scholarships, associate degrees, and technical certificates while delivering 100% college experience. Plan your future close to home, far from debt, with Highland Community College. Don't wait. Contact the admissions office today.
Come see us at the Washington County Fair to see all the animals everybody has brought.
American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. After a day off, the Kansas City Royals are back home to take on the Detroit Lions starting tonight for a three-game series going through the weekend. They went on the road 2 days this week, Tuesday and Wednesday, to take on the Milwaukee Brewers after their three-game series last weekend from the Baltimore Orioles, where they went 1-2 in the series. The Royals did sweep the Brewers before now getting settled back into Kauffman Stadium for their first pitch tonight at 7:10 p.m. They stayed home after this for a four-game series against the Chicago White Sox starting on Monday. As of right now, Kansas City is still at the bottom of the AL Central with their current record of 39-55. The White Sox are currently number one in the AL Central at 58-38. In minor league baseball so far, the Wichita Windsurge are sweeping the Arkansas Travelers 3-0 as they're currently in the middle of their six-game series. They have their first pitch tonight in Arkansas at 7:10 p.m. before staying on the road next week against Northwest Arkansas. The Windsurge are currently number one in the AA Central North Division. Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and even during the summer months, hail, heavy rain, and high winds could damage your roof. You need Burwell Roofing and Construction. Burwell Roofing and Construction out of Goddard, Kansas, is a local roofing company that has been helping Kansans for over 30 years. They use the latest in technology to ensure you're getting an accurate estimate to help take care of your new roof. They can even do siding and window replacement. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Wheat growers looking to manage barley, yellow dwarf, virus, or acid soil challenges will want to take a look at the latest release from the AgriPro brand. New for 2021, AP Everrock has the best barley, yellow dwarf, virus tolerance in the AgriPro lineup and features very good acid soil tolerance, medium early maturity, good straw strength, and a good overall disease package. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com. The 2020 Olympics have officially kicked off in Tokyo, Japan, at the same time that they've hit another six-month high of new coronavirus cases in the area. As KAKE News reports that Tokyo reported more than 1,979 new cases of the coronavirus just a day before the kickoff of the Olympics, close to their record of the highest amount of cases of 2,000 that was recorded back on January 15th. The Prime Minister, along with the International Olympic Committee, say they've determined to hold the Olympics despite the pandemic. However, spectators are banned from witnessing the Olympics, and limited audiences are allowed at some of the fewer outlying sites. They also have emergency measures in place, including banning alcohol sales and shorter hours for restaurants and bars. Roughly 23% of the Japanese population has been fully vaccinated for the virus. In other news, Oklahoma State has announced as of this week that Barry Sanders will have his name and jersey number added to the OSU Ring of Honor, along with having a statue made of him. KAKE News reports the ceremony will be set for November 13th when the Cowboys play TCU. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion baseball team advances to the state tournament, posting a fourth win in as many games in the zone tournament at Sabetha Thursday night, including a second decision this week over Doniphan County for the championship, decided in a 24-21 marathon slugfest that went nine innings. Marysville trailed 13-6 after three, went on top in the sixth, 21-16. Doniphan County tied the game in the seventh inning. Marysville held out for three runs in the ninth for a hard-fought win, 24-21. Marysville Senior Legion baseball team advances to the state tournament. Bracket to be decided with play at Pittsburgh next week, beginning Wednesday, continuing through Saturday. Marysville was the number three seed in the zone tournament, knocked off second seed Corning to advance, while fourth seed Doniphan County had dispatched top seed Sabetha earlier in the tournament.
Save your vegetables from hungry woodchucks with a secure fence. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Fencing is the most effective method, although not necessarily the most attractive and practical. You'll need a 6 feet high fence of hardware cloth or chicken wire. Bury the bottom 10 inches in the soil to discourage woodchucks from burrowing under the fence. Leave the top 12 inches of the fence unattached to the post and bent outward to prevent them from climbing. Or lay 3 feet wide strips of chicken wire on the ground around your garden. Then stand a 4 to 6 feet high vertical fence on top, so 6 inches of the ground level fencing is on the inside and the other 30 inches is on the outside of the garden area. Leave the top 12 inches of the vertical fence unattached and bent away from the garden. Always secure the gate area to prevent animals from gaining access to the garden. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
We've all seen a log cabin. Such structures were the norm for many Americans early in the country's history. But did you ever see a log cabin with the logs arranged vertically instead of horizontally? There are only a handful in the U.S., and most are here. It's this edition of the American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
St. Genevieve, Missouri was established in the 1740s and settled mostly by French Canadians. As Jim Baker explains, you can still see much of the town that existed before the founding of this nation.
St. Genevieve is a sleepy little place, and that's worked to our advantage over the years. There was no big sense of urban renewal. The houses that are here really represent a multiple period of historic importance, but we still have buildings built in the 1700s that are used as private residences today. And it's an amazing testament to the fact that so much of that architecture is still being used in the way it was originally intended.
One of the homes preserved here is the Felix Valley home. Mr. Valley ran a business from part of his house.
It's called Menard and Valet, and we've restocked the store here with the different goods you would have seen for sale in about 1830. A lot of manufactured goods from the East, shipped here by steamboat, but then quite a bit of material that would have been imported as well.
They also have a very rare piece of French architecture preserved here.
It's the Beauvais Amoureux House. That building is built in the style that the French were using in the colonial period for their architecture. And the French were known in this region for their vertical log buildings. So in a sense, these are log cabins, but the French used the logs in the walls vertically as opposed to horizontally, which we're used to seeing in the United States.
There are three of those vertical log buildings in St. Genevieve, a true treasure since there are only five others known to exist in the rest of the nation. Many of the buildings are part of the Felix Valley State Historic Site. Traveling the countryside in St. Genevieve, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
A barn in in Wisconsin that was home to a herd of dairy cows has been transformed into a toy train museum. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Buck Guthrie shares his passion as he's living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Guthrie has been collecting toy trains practically forever. Since he was 5 years old, he knew that someday he would have his very own toy train museum. Fast forward a few decades, he's still collecting trains and has turned his dream into a reality. Buck and his wife Jan restored an old dairy barn on the family farm in Argyle, Wisconsin. He turned it into his beloved toy train museum where he could share his love of the railroad with the public.
There's all different sizes and scales. Usually a collector collects one kind, like an old gauge Lionel or an American Flyer, or they collect HO. But I'm building a museum, so I just collected everything, and you'll see everything here. The layouts inside this barn are awesome because I used all different sizes and scales of the trains.
The collection is also part of railroad history. He has some trains that date back to the Civil War. Metal was scarce during World War II, so manufacturers would make toy trains out of soup cans. He says it's interesting to look inside a train car and see Campbell's soup stamped inside. The variety of trains is amazing, but Buck says he really enjoys creating the animated layouts. He uses appliances and spare parts to make every scene come alive.
There's a chicken rotisserie hangs on the ceiling, which makes the airplanes fly around at the airport. There's a MedFlight helicopter coming off the hospital. Cars are driving down the streets. There's a house on fire with real water coming out of the fire truck. There's a home there with a pool party going on.
During the summer, you can ride a train around their property. Learn more about the Toy Train Barn at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you.
We live in such an instant gratification world. With same-day deliveries, hundreds of movies at our fingertips, and fast food on every street corner. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. You know, despite all these right-now services, there's still things that take years and lots of patience to complete, like saving for retirement. So if you haven't already, start saving now. Just put away what you can from each paycheck and increase that amount later on if you can. If you need guidance, ask God for the wisdom to use your money wisely and talk to a financial professional. They'll help you find clarity so you can retire when and how you want. The truth is, retirement looks different for everyone. But what's important is that you have a strategy to get there. You know, instant gratification, it's way overrated. The best things in life, like planning for the future, take time. And that's one way you can live a life full of more meaning and gratitude.
How to be a lifeline for a farmer or anyone else under extreme stress. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A farmer's work is never done. And the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com. You may have your act together, and if so, could be in a good position to help someone you know whose world is coming apart. Life can be very stressful for many farmers and their families. Cindy Christensen, a therapist at Oak Ridge Teletherapy in Rushford, Minnesota, says if you know someone who needs help, don't be afraid to suggest they get it.
I think if you know the signs and symptoms of stress, and you appreciate that somebody's in a situation that's stressful, you know, having the courage to reach out and ask how they're doing can be really life-saving. Most people reach out to a friend or family member when they're contemplating suicide. And so if you feel like you've got some tools in the toolbox to manage that conversation, I think that it can be less scary.
Christensen says sometimes a willingness to listen can be a great help.
With these conversations, you know, it's so daunting, but I think that the idea of just listening, you know, in a non-judgmental way to what the person's going through can be really helpful. You know, you don't need to have the answers. You know, as a professional, sometimes there's no answers. I mean, what do you say to somebody who's just had their entire corn crop flattened by a wind?
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Circle P Processing salutes all of the 4-H and FFA youth showing livestock at this year's county fairs. They'll offer processing of beef and hogs purchased at the fairs or for custom processing of your livestock. Call them today at 363-6120. Upfront pricing, slots are open. Call today, Circle P Processing of Waterville, 363-6120, and find them on Facebook.
Souther Building Supplies hopes everyone remembers to mark your calendars so that you can bring the whole family to the Nemaha County Fair for food, fun, and much, much more. Hope to see you all there from Souther Building Supplies in Seneca. Proud to support our 4-H and FFA.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. Senate Republicans have stepped up attacks on a plan to help fund new infrastructure by ending stepped-up basis used by producers to reduce capital gains taxes at death. Republicans, on the same day they had dealt a temporary blow to the Democrats' plans to advance a costly Biden infrastructure bill, launched an attack on a key revenue source for the bill. That's farmers. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell says without a stepped-up basis that figures farm asset values at the time of death, not purchase, to ease the inheritance tax burden, many farmers will feel a massive squeeze.
One Kentucky farmer said his family has worked the same land in Muhlenberg County for 150 years.
He had hoped to one day pass his property along to his children, just like it was passed along to him. But after generations spent improving and investing in the same farm, he's worried it could all be gone in the blink of an eye.
Missouri Senator Roy Blunt says for farmers, it's not about milking the tax system.
They're not billionaires looking for every way they can use a loophole. These are farmers and ranchers who have put their life into the effort to make their farms work.
And Kansas Senator Jerry Moran says it's all about the next generation.
For this past century, stepped-up basis has been a cornerstone of our tax code, and it has protected family farms and ranches in their plan to transition to the next generation.
USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack says most family farms would be exempted from a proposed new capital gains tax at death, but the American Farm Bureau and some 40 other farm groups are skeptical and have written congressional leaders not to heap new tax burdens on farmers, including a plan to limit like-kind exchanges of farmland. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Are you ready for your next new vehicle but think you're out of options? Well, think again. Rusty Egg Ford has a huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now.
At Rusty Egg Ford, these certified vehicles offer the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty. Like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. These certified vehicles also come fully inspected and do not depreciate as much after driving off the lot, preserving the value of your car. You also receive 24/7 roadside assistance and travel interruption reimbursement. Now that's driving with total peace of mind. Rusty Egg Ford is your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
Rusty Egg Ford is here to make sure you have plenty of options. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Visit RustyEggFord.com.
Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/2021 sales.
Good, clean John Deere 8R series tractors are almost impossible to find right now. New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska has some great low-hour 8R series tractors in stock now. How about this 2019 John Deere 8370R with only 1,450 hours on it, loaded with almost every option available, asking $305,000. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on this great tractor. New Frontier Ag, your premium connection to premium equipment. This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. China's appetite for imported beef is voracious and will continue to grow in the years ahead, benefiting U.S. producers and exporters, according to an analysis done by USDA's Foreign Ag Service. China imported a record 1.3 million metric tons of beef, valued at $4.6 billion, in the first 5 months of 2021. U.S. beef exports to China grew dramatically in 2020 after the country removed trade barriers as part of the Phase 1 trade pact with the U.S., and trade has continued to grow this year. The analysis says the potential growth for U.S. beef export is strong in future years, as China import demand is expected to grow more than 30% over the next decade. The report goes on to say, from January to May, U.S. beef to China surged 13-fold in both exports and sales from the same period a year ago. Overall, U.S. beef exports expected to reach a new record this year of more than 1.5 million tons, a 16% increase from last year. Hot, dry weather could threaten corn pollination in the Midwest in the coming days. USDA's meteorologist Brad Rippey says soil moisture reserves are quite limited across the upper Midwest and western Corn Belt. He said the biggest problems are in the Dakotas, but also keeping a close eye on places like Minnesota, Iowa, and Nebraska. Even though rain has fallen in those states the last couple of weeks, the upcoming heat could dramatically increase stress on those reproductive crops. Temperatures expected to be near 100 degrees later this week in the Missouri River Valley. According to USDA, as of Sunday, 65% of the nation's corn crop, 60% of soybeans, rated good to excellent. A year ago, corn was at 69 and soybeans at 70% good to excellent. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
If there's a pesky spot in the field that doesn't drain well, it might be a prairie pothole. Here's what to do about it on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
The landscape of the upper Midwest is pockmarked with prairie potholes, thanks to glaciers that scraped out the area centuries ago. The potholes fill with snowmelt and rain. Some will eventually drain, but some don't, which has detrimental effects on both early and late crops in a farm field. Research has shown that farmed prairie potholes lose money more often than they make a profit. Amy Kalita is an agriculture and biosystems engineering professor at Iowa State University who is studying prairie potholes. She says if you have problems with them, think about things you can do that will improve the infiltration and water-holding capacity of the soil.
Switching to more conservative tillage or to a no-till situation, that's going to improve the drainage of the whole field so that you don't have as much runoff coming into the pothole. Another thing that we might think about is adding subsurface drainage, but the potholes that we've been studying have illustrated that subsurface drainage helps, but it doesn't reduce all of the problems related to trying to grow a crop in a pothole.
Another option is to simply wave the white flag and retire the pothole.
In some places, we've seen if the conditions are right, enrolling them in the CRP program. And other people have just said, this area is a nuisance and it's interfering with the rest of my operation, so I'm just not going to plant there. And they're just doing it in grass on their own. That's particularly easy to do if the pothole happens to be sort of closer to the edge of the field, and it's really easy to just kind of cut that area out of production.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about farming prairie potholes at agriculture.com.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, it's been kind of a tough day for corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat as we roll through Friday. Just can't seem to get any kind of a rally going anywhere. September KC wheat down 7 3/4 at 646. December is down 7 1/4 at 657 1/2. Chicago wheat, Minneapolis wheat tracking lower too. September corn down 16 1/2 at 548. December corn down 17 at 544 1/4. Soybeans, not much better, as a matter of fact. Looking kind of tough there. August soybeans down 17 at 13.99 1/4. September beans down 14 1/2 at $13.54 and a half. Soybean products are mixed. Soybean meal is down. August soy meal down $8.60 at $3.54.60. September is down $8.80 at $3.54, while soybean oil is up. August is up 54 points at $65.54. September soybean oil is up 75 points at $64.28. So some positive news for soybean oil. Canola is up today. November canola is at $888.90. That's up $7.60. Cotton is down, though. October cotton down 54 points at $89.73. December down 43 at $89.43. So looking at mixed numbers there. And the livestock complex, a little better news. Everything seems to be doing much better. August live cattle up 50 at 121.30. October up 37 at 127.05. August feeder cattle up 180 at 160 even. September feeder cattle up 187 at 162.57. So some pretty decent positives for cattle. Hogs seem to be trending nicely. October, make that August, hogs up 60 at 107.25, while October hogs are up 107 at 92.80. So for the most part, a good look across the livestock complex. Fat cattle, feeder cattle, and hogs all up. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Wear and tear. It seems like something is always breaking, falling off, or needing repair. That's why Abilene Machine only sells the highest quality new, remanufactured, and used parts. Their new parts are second to none, yet are typically 40% off the list price of the big OEMs. Used parts can save you even more, up to 50% off new.
And moving between places that I lived and to find a place that I'm actually steady at and to find this place that I love to go to work every single day. I love to do what I do. It's a great feeling of accomplishment. Don't be scared and take the step. Take the step forward into your future.
To apply and for more information, go online to WTI.edu. Accredited by the Accrediting Commission on Career Schools and Colleges. For more on consumer disclosures, go to WTI.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Mark your calendars and join Sat Brothers Petroleum at the Gage County Fair in Beatrice for a carnival, live entertainment, good food, and much more. Sat Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Humboldt, Hanover, and Falls City. Refined fuel and propane service by good neighbors for good neighbors.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
This is Brighton Stahl, the landlocked sailor, and you're about to hear my brand new single off of my soon-to-be-released album, right here on KNDY.
Midnight shooting stars, half a bottle of tequila. I'm looking all around and she says no one's gonna see us. She nods in the direction of the crashing waves. I smile and say there ain't no way. And from the look in her eyes, I realize I'm not gonna get to stay on the beach. I know better than to go too deep. She's gonna pull me.
Time legends of country music from KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now ABC News.